Echenna and Joyce, you are the last team to arrive. I'm sorry to tell you, you have been eliminated from the race.
It's our friend Phil Kogan telling Echenna and Joyce that they were out of the Amazing Race All-Star Edition on Sunday night's show on Channel 4 here in St. Louis. And Echenna and Joyce join us live on KMOX this afternoon. Hi.
Hello.
How are you, Joyce?
I'm really good. Echenna's actually just coming in, so he's going to be here any minute. He's the last to arrive.
Okay. Well, while he's not listening, I have to tell you, of all the people who've ever been on any reality show of any kind, I think you have the most beautiful face of all of them.
Oh, wow. What a nice compliment. That makes me feel great.
Just so expressive. And, of course, when we saw all your hair get cut off in season 7 when you actually went on to win the million, we got to see a lot of that face, didn't we?
We got to see too much of my face. See, I need the hair because my eyes are so big. You got to cover it all up. But it's nice to hear that people thought that I had a nice face because, boy, who wants to be exposed being bald?
Well, it worked out for you.
You know what? It was the best thing and the best decision that I could have made. Because, you know, not to hold on to that attachment to the hair and actually let it go and reemerge as a new person, you know, it didn't really hurt me that bad. It just hurt my feelings.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. Looking in the mirror for a couple of days afterwards must have freaked you out.
Yeah, you know, just getting in the shower, being bald. I don't know if you're bald or not.
Yes, I am.
That whole experience is bizarre.
It's very bizarre.
You feel every element, the wind, you feel the water on your head, and it's really freaky, but...
Save a lot of time on hair care, though.
that's true. That's very true. But I think it's any woman's nightmare to ever experience that.
Hey, in Sunday's show, you and Echenna were like a day behind everybody because you had missed a connection in Frankfurt and hadn't gotten to where everybody else was.
Uh-huh.
And so did you guys have to go through the detours, the roadblocks, and all the rest of the stuff?
We did. We actually got there that evening. They arrived that morning. So we were quite a number of hours behind, but we were on the same day. And I believe because we were on the same day and people were so scattered, they still allowed us or made us or we still went through the day as normal. We did all the tasks. We ate the cookies and we did find the licorice. And we also... I did the newspapers in the middle of the night.
Oh, in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I did. It was a task. It was a chore, needless to say, because, you know, most people are in their homes. They're not expecting someone coming around collecting newspapers and yelling out. So it was a chore for me.
So how long had passed by the time you got to the mat and saw Phil and he eliminated you? Uh-huh. How long was that after team number 4 had gotten there?
I'm thinking really the whole thing. We were probably about 6 hours behind. I think the last team might have arrived about 12 or 11:30 in the afternoon, and we arrived there about 7.
Oh, okay.
7:30. The sun was just starting to go down.
So there was no point where anybody said to you, you know, came over to you at some point and said, you know what, knock it off. They're already all in. You're the losers.
No, I wish they would have. You know, to save me all the, you know, the extra hope. I mean, you know, going through all that, you're thinking, well, gosh, obviously we must still be in it, or somebody else is having a problem. And I kept saying, hey, why don't you guys just tell us to quit if we're out of this, you know? But they allowed us to continue, and we were really surprised, though, that they didn't show any of it.
You have gone to some amazing places around the world in the 2 times you've been on this show. Mm-hmm. Were there times during the All-Star Edition where you ran into people in some of these places who knew you from the first time around?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, we were in, I believe, Zanzibar, which is one of those places you just don't stop, you know, you can go to on a tour or on a vacation unless you're from probably that part of the world. But we were at some obscure hotel and we were trying to wash our clothes out, and they were telling us that we can go to the roof of the building and hang our clothes to dry. When we got up there, the other maids were actually hanging other people's clothes on the roof of this tin roof of this hotel. And I'm hanging my underwear, and some people came up to the roof of this building to look at the view, and they turn around and they go, "You should have Joyce."
Wow.
And it was bizarre because I'm thinking, you know, how ironic, you know, I just happened to be on the roof too, but I'm hanging my underwear out, and these people knew us.
I didn't know that the show was seen worldwide.
You know what? It is. It's seen worldwide. We had fans, I think just about everywhere we went, and it was shocking. It was literally shocking. I couldn't believe that people knew who we were no matter where we went, and some people couldn't speak English.
It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. Paul Harris talking with Uchenna and Joyce, the Amazing Race All-Star Edition. They were eliminated on Friday night, but don't feel too bad for them. They did win $1 million the first time they were on this race back in Season 7. Hi, Uchenna. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How much of the million you got left?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Just a good portion of it. I don't want to say a number. You know, people start knocking on the door.
But you've been responsible with it?
It's all gone. Yes, we've been very responsible with it. After our bout with Enron and the WorldCom situation, the smartest thing we could do is put it away.
I think
and pay Uncle Sam.
Oh, of course, yeah.
We don't want to do a Richard Hatch.
There are already examples out there.
Absolutely. So, Joyce, you were talking about during one of the pit stops, you're washing your underwear and hanging it on the line and all of that sort of stuff. When you have that 12-hour mandatory rest period,
yeah.
do you actually get any rest, or are you doing stuff like that and talking to Phil and the cameras? How much rest do you actually get?
Well, what people don't understand is that when you get to a pit stop, before you go into relax mode or do anything at all, you have to regurgitate everything that's happened, and you go in the order that you come in. So if you're like where we had been a lot in sixth and seventh place, you're waiting until everybody else has had their hour or so with the producers to talk about what happened that day. So maybe 6 hours, 7 hours of your 12-hour pit stop is used up waiting to actually talk to producers about what went on, and then you get to rest. But by then, you're ready to eat and maybe figure out what your next move is going to be, and then you might get 3 hours of sleep.
So do you get some time in there to do some strategy or figure out, you know, where we are, and let's get a map, and are you allowed to leave the premises?
You're not allowed to leave. You get strategy when you take the opportunity to look into your strategy. You know, if you're just standing around, you know, waiting to, or trying to figure out where to go, that's when you take the time to figure out, you know, what your strategy is going to be. You just have to take it when you can get it.
Yeah, when you're running through airports, you get a shot at grabbing a map, or when you're, there is some time where you can take to, when you first get your clue, to maybe run to a hotel, do a little research. But it's so much on the fly.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, too, that I just love to see your relationship on the air, because so many of the couples and so many of the relationships shown, I mean, they're argumentative with each other, they're disrespectful of each other, and you two, at least what we saw, were never really that way. Is this the real relationship?
Well, that's a yes and no. Yes, it's the real relationship, because when Joyce and I have a common enemy, we do pull together quite well. But we're just like any other couple, you know, when things when they're easy, you know, when we have our everyday thing at home, there's the bickering and things like that. But what was nice, a nice thing that we learned about each other, is when we're in the heat of battle, we definitely pull together better than most. We were excited about that.
And also, you know, you figured a lot of those couples, they're kind of newer couples. We've been together almost 16 years, so a lifetime together. So we're almost like, I mean, we could almost be like brothers and sisters, where we can put it down when we need to.
Speaking of common enemies, Robin Amber twice.
Yeah.
How was that?
2-0, huh? How you like that?
Yeah, you beat them both times.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? We actually like Robin Amber, which is really strange.
Did you hang out with them at the elimination station?
No, we didn't get to go to the elimination station.
It was too close to the end of the race when we got eliminated, so we ended up having to schlep along with the crews and stuff behind the scenes.
Which wasn't bad. But yeah, you know, we hang out with them when we're not on the show. We actually talk and just find out how each other's doing. But you know, it's also fun to compete against them, because they are pretty clever. They come up with some really unique things to do, you know, to compete against. But it's also fun beating them.
I'm going to go with Myrna and Charla as the most annoying team to race against.
Oh, you have my vote with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not known for really talking smack on people too much, but those two drive me nuts.
And you know what? It's not even the two of them. I think it's more the taller one, Myrna. She's just a screamer, and she's always screaming no matter what. I think that's how she handles stress. And
come on, Charla. Come on, Charla. Come on, Charla. Oh, man.
Screaming. She's like, level five, Charla.
You're probably watching the show each week to see how you guys looked and how the whole thing was shot. But a lot of times you're not with them.
Oh, no.
And now so you're seeing how annoying she is.
Oh, it's crazy.
How much more annoying they are.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know.
Yeah, what's interesting is the way they treat each other is so bizarre. And then once you get to, like, airport ticket counters, they take cuts. You know, Charla, the little one, is standing on the scale, listening to everyone's, you know, I mean, it's just like, oh.
Standing under the table, looking,
like, yeah.
Listening.
And how about that pigeon English they would try everywhere? You take to hotel, us go now?
Us go now? Yeah, what is that?
Friend, help girl. Young girls, please help young girls. Yeah. We're like, wow.
If I heard young girls one more time, I'm going to scream.
Now, when you're racing, you guys didn't seem to worry too much about where the other teams were or what they were doing. You just basically thought, viewing every episode, it seemed to me like your strategy was, we're going to worry about us and what we have to do.
Exactly.
And it's almost, that's like a parallel we associate with life because, you know, if you're worried about everybody else's business, you know, that's time taken away from your own, and therefore you're gonna waste a lot of the time you need to spend on your strategy and where you're going and what you're doing.
Right.
So it was a strategy.
All right, I'm going to let you guys go, but I understand before I do that, congratulations are in order?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. What do you know?
I hear you're expecting.
Oh.
We're expecting to start expecting.
Oh, you are.
We're not there yet, and that's still a chore in our life. It's something we're working on, and we're desperately trying to have a child one way or the other. But we're hoping that to keep everybody in touch with us on our website on uchenandjoyce.com.
We have a registration page up for all of our friends and fans. We've been persuaded to film our last round of in vitro and the process and how it's going to turn out. We don't know.
Wow.
We're going to try to update people when we get some success.
Because there's so much interest, isn't there?
Well, everywhere we go, they ask.
And there's so many people that have the same that they can relate to.
Plus, those maids in Zanzibar have to have something to do.
Exactly.
Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck with it. I hope it works out. It's been a pleasure talking to you and watching you as well.
Thank you very much.
Uchenna and Joyce, the latest team eliminated from The Amazing Race Sunday night. They're the team that won $1 million back in season 7, but they're gone on season 11 now, the all-star edition of The Amazing Race. This is the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.